The following is a lecture entitled The History of Govinda Deity, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on October 10th, 2016, in Jaipur, India.
So, here we are, the lotus feet of Sri Govinda. Krishna himself personally appeared on this planet 5,000 years ago in the district of Mathura, India. But Krishna doesn't come all the time personally. So he mercifully appears in the form of his deity. This is his great kindness. He comes in the form of deity. So just after his disappearance 5,000 years ago, his great son, grandson, Rajanab, established many, many deities. And this Govinda deity we're seeing here is one of those deities established by Rajanab 5,000 years ago. He was worshipped with great devotion. But then after some time, the Muslim invasions came. The Mughals invaded. So, to protect the deity, Govindaji was buried so he would not be destroyed by the Muslims. So many centuries ago, Rupa Goswami was having a dream. And in that dream, Govindaji revealed to Rupa Goswami where he was buried. So he went to that place, he excavated Govindaji, and the regular worship began. Of course, he didn't have any means, he was just a sannyasi, he had no means to build a temple. But at that time, Rupa Goswami was a very renowned scholar and philosopher, an authority on Vedic literatures. There was actually a very pious Muslim king, emperor at that time, named Akbar. He had a universal vision. He appreciated the Vedas also, even though he was a Muslim. A very pious Muslim. So he liked to have discussions on different topics, spiritual topics, philosophical topics. And he was very fond of Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami would come and discuss with him. That Emperor Akbar, he had a dear friend named Man Singh. He was a general in Akbar's army. He was a very, very faithful general. And Akbar was so pleased with Man Singh that he gave him a kingship, a post of a king. He made him a king. Gave him an empire. Small empire. So Man Singh, he was also very much impressed with Rupa Goswami. So one day Man Singh, he headed out to Vrindavan to meet this Rupa Goswami. So upon meeting him, he was very impressed by his exalted character. He wanted to render some service. So he built the magnificent temple, Govindaji Temple in Vrindavan. Many 4 or 5 stories tall, big, the most magnificent temple you can imagine. It took 5 years. Thousands of men labored for 5 full years and they built this amazing temple. The altar was made of marble, silver, and gold. There was a sculptured lotus flower weighing several tons decorating the main hall. So with great opulence and devotion, this continued until the early 18th century. The worship of Govindaji was going on. But then there came a Muslim ruler named Aurangzeb. He was the last in the line of the Mughal rulers. He was a tyrant and an avowed enemy of Vedic culture. He plundered much of India, destroying many beautiful temples and their deities. And during the time of his infamous emperorship, the grandson of Man Singh, a 13-year-old boy, he was only a 13-year-old kid, if you can imagine, 13-year-old boy ascended the throne. Jai Singh II. So as he grew up, he mastered engineering, architecture, town planning, mathematics, astronomy, and he was a great devotee of Krishna also, like his father and his grandfather. And he very much, even though he was equal to everyone, he very much favored the Vaishnavas. So one night, as this aging Aurangzeb is sitting on his veranda, enjoying the night in the starry sky, he noticed there's one stationary star. He asked his servant, "What is that star over there?" He said, "Well, that's actually not a star. That's the fire atop the Govindaji temple in Vrindavan, 90 miles away from here." So Aurangzeb was angry. "A Hindu temple?" He was very, very angry. "I will wipe out that star." He vowed to wipe it out. So the next day, now Jai Singh II, he's 19 years old. He was visiting the royal court in Agra. And he heard that Aurangzeb had a plan to destroy this temple. This is the one his own grandfather has built. He was overwhelmed with disgust and anger. So immediately he set out to Vrindavan to save Govindaji. He knew he would not be able to save the temple, but he could save the deity. So he warned all the people. They fled the town. All the deities of Vrindavan, they were whisked out of Vrindavan. So he brought Govindaji to a well-fortified capital. This city didn't exist then. This was just an empty plain here. There's a city, Amber, up in the mountains. Some of you have been up there. It's a very heavily fortified city. Big, huge walls up in the mountains. That was where his kingdom was. So he took Govindaji up there, inside that fortress. And there was no way that Aurangzeb could get in. But anyway, Aurangzeb, at least I'll destroy the temple. He took hundreds of war elephants and thousands of men to bring down that temple. Story by story by story, they're dismantling it until only one story remained. And all of a sudden, the ground of Vrindavan began to shake very violently, and the Aurangzeb's men became very fearful, and they ran for their life, never to return. So now Aurangzeb, he wanted to kill Jai Singh for what he did. But he was old and he was facing more pressing problems within his empire, and he very soon died in South India, which we're very glad for him. He died in South India. He wasn't able to touch Govindaji. So after that, the Mughal Empire rapidly decayed, and Jai Singh, at the age of 40, this is like 21 years later, you see. For 21 years, the deity was up there. So he had the idea of this building a city. And according to the Silpa Shastra, the scriptures, he made this city. This city was established in the 18th century, and it's still functional. It's still functioning here today, the city that he planned. He made an arrangement. Here's the city palace over here, Jai Singh's palace. He can have darshan from his palace. Palace is right here. And he arranged that he could have the darshan. So Prabhupada very much appreciated this temple. He came here in 1972. He came with his Vendor disciples. He was very happy to see how they're worshiping Govindaji here. And at that time, the queen of Jaipur, Maharani Gayatri Devi, was very impressed by Prabhupada and his devotees, and she gave Radha Govinda, she gave beautiful marble deities, which Prabhupada sent to New York City. They're being worshipped as Radha Govinda at ISKCON, New York. Beautiful marble deities. They came from Jaipur, a gift from the queen. So we have a very strong relationship here with this. These deities, they're actually there's three main deities in Vrindavan. They're all here in Jaipur and in Rajasthan. There's Madan Mahan, Govinda, and Gopinath. So we're very fortunate that Guru Mataji has arranged for us this nice opportunity, in spite of so many headaches, unlimited headaches. and so much hell at that place you all were staying, so much hell we've gone through. But we've gotten this very auspicious darshan of Madan Mohan, Govindaji, and Gopinathji. So we're very thankful to be ended here now, distribute this prasadam and then end it here. Okay, we'll stop. We'll end the lecture now, and then we'll do some parikrama.
Gurudev ki jai, Mata ki jai.